Well, Miami-Dade County is prepared to spend over $100 million to expand bus lines in South Dade. What they're talking about is really a bus rapid transit system, dedicated lanes just for buses, because, of course, as we know, congestion in South Florida is hellacious. But some South Miami-Dade leaders say no. They want more rail, not more buses. And these leaders may hold up the county from getting federal dollars for any project. Well, let's find out what's really going on. Joining me in studio, Eugene Flynn, mayor of Palmetto Bay, and James McDonald, vice mayor of the village of Pinecrest. Gentlemen, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Good to be here.
Yes, thank you for having us today.
All right, and also we want to hear your thoughts on this. If you live in Southern Dade, rail or buses, what would you prefer? Give us a call at 800-743-WLRN. That's 800-743-9576. You could also tweet us at at WLRN. Find us on Facebook, the Florida Roundup. All right, Eugene Flynn, I want to start with you. You're one of the mayors who, you want the county to at least look into the possibility of rail. Briefly explain why and why others have come forward asking the county to do this.
I think we have a very successful bus system now. The numbers are up to about 15,000, 15,500, sometimes 16, trying to get a handle of the complete numbers down there. We're at rail level now. What I want to see moving forward is what it's going to take to get the hellacious traffic you're talking about. We're talking about hellacious traffic with 15 to 16,000 presently riding the system down there. How many is it going to take to get actual traffic relief down in that area? How long is it going to take to get it? And from our research, our view, it's going to take rail to get there. It's got greater capacity.
You don't think buses at all could help in any way?
Oh, buses are going to help, and they're a great interim step, and that's where we're worked out at. I've sat and watched the buses. I've ridden the buses. You know, one thing I've never seen in those buses is a seat. I've always been fortunate to be able to stand up and give up that seat when I ride that bus lane anywhere, because as many bus seats you can put out there, they're going to fill them. I've seen them in the morning at 5:30 coming back from the gym where you've got the buses filled, and about a third of the bus has people standing. I've seen three buses rolling along together at the same time. The ridership is there. We just have to put the capacity in place to get these people off the roads, quit clogging the residential streets, trying to weave around, trying to find a way down there, and do the way Mr. McDonald and I do, get on the mass transit and use that. That's the future.
Mayor Flynn, the other thing too is this, is that there are a number of communities that have come together, five I believe all together, and tell me if I'm wrong, but basically you're telling the county, we're not moving forward on this unless you at least consider more rail.
I think we're there.
You're there. Are you holding the county hostage? Because they need your endorsement to go for federal dollars.
I wouldn't say we're holding the county hostage. I'm saying we're an essential partner with the county. We're all working together to get where we need to be, which is cars off the road, out of the neighborhoods, people able to get to work at a reasonable commute time. I'm at the bottom end here. I'm the municipal guy, and I have people telling me they're ready to move out of our community because they can't take the traffic. We can't wait any longer. Remember, 2002, they talked about, you know, with the original half-cent sales tax, we were going to get Metrorail down to Florida City.
And it didn't happen.
It didn't happen. I'll tell you what did happen. Traffic growth.
James McDonald, you want to see more... The buses are okay with you. You want to see more improvement on buses. What do you think about the rail argument?
Well, I think the rail argument is where ultimately South Dade wants to be, probably in 8 to 10 years. What the county is doing, it's called bus rapid transit, and it's completely different than what we have now. What we have is express bus service on the busway. We've had it for, 10, 15, 20 years almost. The county has finally come around to seeing that we need to do something in South Dade. As Gene, Mayor Flynn says, we've got about 15,000 people per day ridership, which is good. Bus rapid transit is one step below light rail. It's not just a bunch of more buses. It means what the county proposes to do is rebuild the stations. They're going to be tubes that are air-conditioned where you pay before you get on the bus, just like with Metro. The buses, they're going to be purchasing approximately 20 new CNG, compressed natural gas buses that will look more like trains than buses. So what you're going to end up with is a system that is going to move more people more quickly down to Daytran.
And if anybody's ever seen that in some cities, basically you have dedicated lines. The bus, the buses are very different.
Let me, in
those situations.
You're absolutely correct. We have successful BRT in Cleveland. We have a successful Orange Line in Los Angeles, which has been around for about 10 or 15 years, and they are now moving into light rail because they have the ridership. 15,000 people per day is not enough to spend $1.5 billion on LRT. But when you put BRT in, I meant to say light rail, when you put BRT in, you're going to be educating people to show them that transit, bus rapid transit, is a way to get to where they need to go. And that thereby we're educating them to use transit.
Okay. And again, if you live in South Dade especially, and you know this argument, we'd like to hear your thoughts if you want one or the other, if you prefer one or the other, or just your overall thoughts on public transit. What could we be doing better? Are you willing to spend more as a taxpayer for the system that you would prefer? 800-743-9576. Real quickly, though, Mayor Flynn, because, Vice Mayor McDonald just said that, the BRT is just that one step below light rail. Why is that not enough?
It's a pretty big step below. And our numbers, we're not talking about starting with a system that has no ridership yet. We're not talking about a system with 2,000 riders a day, even five. We're talking about 15, five, close to 16. We're looking at a system that has been just neglected to the point to where riders have dropped off because they can't find a seat on the bus. You know, biggest problem is parking. If you had more parking for the park and ride, for people to leave their cars behind and get on the bus, so even if you put more buses, you're still not going to have parking for them. That's why Palmetto Bay's been hard at work and the ridership is low for our iBus system, trying to get people out to the bus lanes within our own city. And with just two buses there, you're not really servicing that. The ridership, the want, the need is there now. The problem is capacity. And I'm not convinced that just adding more buses are going to give you the capacity you need. Think about how many buses, trips you need a day to build up thousands of riders a day.
He's not calling it enough.
It is more than enough because it's the step that we need to take, the interim step to get us to light rail.
Why take the interim step?
Because of the cost. And you have to have ridership. This is to get light rail, most of the funding will come from the feds. $1.5 billion at today's dollars. We don't have the ridership for that today. But the county, in applying for a Tiger Grant, the whole system that we will have will cost about $125 million. It's going to be light years from what we have now. We'll have new buses, air-conditioned stations, platforms where you board just like a metro.
They will be a lot nicer than, again, what we have right now.
And reducing time. So Gene and I are not disagreeing. What we're saying is, and this is what the good news for our people is, that the county has finally recognized that we need to do something in South Dade. But the time is not now to litigate what hasn't been done in the past. The time now is to say, what can we do moving forward? And that's what is the good news coming out of the county, the MPO, and the department, the transit department, that they are focused on this line. But I must say, this is not just, we're just one component. There is, the county is way behind on dealing with transit throughout the community, but this is one component that is on the starting blocks.
All right, before I go to the phones, though, Mayor Flynn, I'm wondering what's the county's response been to yourself and, again, to the other municipalities that have come forward and said, hold on, we're not happy with this?
I think the county has been responsive in sitting down with us as a group. Remember, there's strength in numbers, and right now we have 16,000 people that are riding those buses, and I know the numbers keep changing because I don't have a number in cement. I've got a lot more that will ride it, but I'll tell you the greatest number of people that are very frustrated with their traffic. I'm still waiting for these numbers to ring. I want to hear from the first who says that traffic is good, and they're not concerned about it. Because one thing I want to remind all the listeners out of it, you've got an interest in funding this transit. And once that ridership is up, and we're putting a plan in place in cooperation of five cities with the county to get these Fed dollars. And we realize it's not going to happen tomorrow. That's why we talk about an 8-year plan to get this light rail in place. But
By the way, have you heard from people? Are they willing to? This has always been an argument all over the country when it comes to rail, is the cost. As Vice Mayor McDonald said, it's always the cost. And there are a lot of taxpayers who say, I don't want to pay for that because they're not going to use it. But do you
think there's probably a person who is doesn't need their car during the day. But the person that is stuck in traffic, isn't it worth some money to them to have a few less cars around them? For those that need a car, I mean, Jim McDonald and I had no other errands to run today. We both came down here on the train and the Metro Mover to get down here. We're not millennials, okay? And that's as far as I'll go on age.
I would speak for yourself, Jim.
Okay, right. you're
well. Let's do this. Let's do this because the phones are ringing, and we want to get to some of these folks. And again, if you can't get through right now, you can always tweet us at WLRN. Find us on Facebook, the Florida Roundup, and share your comments, your thoughts on this issue between bus lines, improved bus lines. And if you don't know what BRT is, you can always look that up. It's not just more buses. It is a very different system. Or would you prefer rail? Are any of these going to help in the congestion that we see? I want to say this correctly. Irve in Homestead. Irve, welcome to the program.
Yes, that's correct.
Go ahead.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What are your thoughts on this?
Okay, so let me start off by saying I've been listening to NPR for a year and a half now. I love it. And I do the radio. Not to take too much time. I am a private trainer. I go to as far as from Homestead to as far as Miami Beach. I do this every day. I put in at least 300 miles of driving. I would say every 3 or 4 days, I do a lot of driving. I'm in a lot of traffic. And I would love to see a rail system expanded. And why do I pick rail? Because the rail system, you're removing cars from traffic. You're not adding to and I know you guys are trying to wrap using the current busway, but you know Miami, the grid system that Miami's on. I mean, yes, you have a lot of people that live along US 1, but what about the people down in Kendall or on the beach? Like, if you had a nice rail system established, it would transcend into more users beyond the 15,000 that are currently using the system. But if you just add to this bus system, it's just going to be more of the same. Like, okay, yes, it's
all right, Irve, I apologize. Your line is coming in and out, but I think we got the gist of what you were saying there. That's a lot of driving, by the way, and people in South Florida know about that, but that is a lot of driving. Any comments on Irve's take there?
I do.
Vice Mayor McDonald.
I can appreciate him driving 300 miles in less than a week every day to Miami Beach. In Miami-Dade, we're behind the eight ball, so to speak, in our transportation planning. We built Metro Rail 30 years ago and haven't expanded it since, except for a two-mile slog out to the airport, which is good. The busway, what we're talking about today, is a component. There are other areas of the county that the MPO and the Transit Department are looking at for other corridors. I just heard today, Gene, by the way, that there is somebody, they're looking at light rail, perhaps from deep south, but going toward, I guess, the CXX line and looping out by Miami-Dade and FIU. That's an area of the county that's underserved. We have thousands of students in our area of the county that commute every day to MDC and FIU, clogging our roads because they have no way to get there. So what I'm saying is our busway is one component, one route. There's a lot more to do in this county.
There are. And you know what? Let me go to the phones because people are asking about all these different possible routes. Let me go to Mark in Miami. Mark, welcome to the program.
Hi, good afternoon.
Go ahead, Mark.
First and foremost, the Metro Rail doesn't go anywhere. I had the privilege of working on the Metro Rail for 4 years. Outside of downtown Miami into South Dade, it doesn't really go anywhere. I've always said if the Metro Rail went from North Dade to South Dade, you can run the bus system off the rail to reach the other parts of the county. But you know, building that bus rail, that's just a waste of money, in my opinion, because you still got to do the traffic. There's always the thing to do with accidents. You know, it's not going to carry enough people. It's just not going to carry enough people in a quick enough time. You know, I don't see the waste of money. You know, you didn't go down to 27th Avenue Quarter like you're supposed to, and you didn't go to Homestead like you're supposed to. To me, it's just taking money to do something else than you promised to do the first time. You're not going to keep your promise.
All right, so it's more buses, not the answer, as Mark says, and he worked on Metro Rail, Vice Mayor McDonald. So he's saying basically that, you know what, you're still going to get more people on rail, and you're not going to have to worry about the traffic issues that buses, even the BRT, will still have some traffic issue.
The whole point of BRT is when the ridership gets up to around 30,000 riders a day, that's when the ridership is sufficient to support BRT to light rail. That's the ultimate goal. So it's not, you can't just say I want it today because I want it. The feds don't work that way. They have certain guidelines you got to meet, especially when you're talking $1.5 billion. You've got to meet the ridership. That's what BRT will do.
Mayor Flanagan saying that ridership's not there.
Well, the ridership will be there. We're talking about, I am not opposed to more buses that show the ridership. What I'm opposed to is spending money on infrastructure that we can't reverse when we need the ridership. The bleeding's only gotten worse since we should have gotten Metro Rail. It's time we don't change the Band-Aid on this. It's time we actually, you know, the patient needs surgery at this point. We need to bite the bullet, okay? We need to, anybody that doesn't want to spend for it, well, those are people that are probably getting ready to pick up and move at this point, because the people that do want to live here, the people that do want a quality of life here, you got to realize, you got to put some money into this. You got to share the pain. And right now, it's just not fair the way we're dumping traffic. The Waze app is not the answer for people. And we've got to make the investment. You don't make the investment, you got a crumbling city.
All right, let me go back to the phones. I'm going to go to Jason in Miami now, talking about tax. Oh, I think I lost him. He put me on hold. All right, let me go to Eric in Miami. Eric, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, Eric.
Hi, how you doing? So one of the questions I have is, most major cities, they usually start from the center and work their way out, but most of them are in loops. This Metro Rail goes up and down, straight north and south. There's no benefit in that if you're not coming out to the suburbs. One and two, why not make it to the main points of tourists as well, like Miami Beach and things like that? You know, Metro Rail is already there. Why not expand that? Why are we wasting money on buses?
All right, Eric, thank you so much. Vice Mayor McDonald.
There's an easy answer to that. It costs much too much money. It's out of sight. Building a Metro Rail style structure would be, it would probably be 10 times as much as light rail. It's just not economically feasible. But what the commonality of all the comments we're hearing here today, Metro Rail, where it goes now, today, isn't adequate. Well, we've known that for 30-some-odd years. It was built, and it never expanded. So there is this pent-up demand in our community to do something about transit. We've got to do it. And I'll give you another one to think about. There, we're talking about doing a bike route on the old FEC corridor, the Ludlam corridor.
Right.
It's perfect for bicycles and some form of light rail.
Now you're opening up another box. That's okay. Mayor Flynn, I'm going to give you the last word here. We've got to wrap up. But, you know, talking about what all the callers are saying, they're going beyond South Dade. They're looking for rail. It sounds like people want more rail.
Sounds like people are just tired of the county kicking the can down the road and saying we don't have enough money. I'm tired of recognizing the problem. We know it's going to take money to do it. You know, unless somebody comes up with free mass transit, we know we're going to end up paying for it. Let's give ourselves a livable community. Yes, I agree. It needs to get out to the schools. It needs to get out to FIU. It needs to get north. It needs to get everywhere. We need to start building and quit talking. And that's the delay tactic that we've all been suffering under. And who pays for it? All of us that put hundreds of miles or hundreds of hours a year that we could be spending making money to pay for this transit or time with our families or time on our own.
And you know what? I'm going to have to end it there. But it's a conversation we will continue on and on. Eugene Flynn is mayor of Palmetto Bay. James McDonald, vice mayor of the Village of Pinecrest. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.